I'm Pilar Uribe for WLRN.
Where did you get the idea to do this? The combination of photography and film.
Like, I've always been very curious of the latest technology that is around in order to make visual storytelling. I met a good friend of mine who developed a comic book relating to acid attacks in India. And the comic book has the element of augmented reality. So I was perplexed by the amazing possibilities and the power that had. And when I got the chance and the invitation by the Colombian consulate to like a photography show there. But since a lot of the people that go there, because you know the space that there is not only like the for the gallery opening, but also like people go there and they wait around. It's like in this waiting space,
because they're waiting to get their visas or their green card, their residential cards for this country.
Exactly. It would be cool to have like a not like a regular experience, but also something that you can interact and spend your time in a fun way, let's say, while you're there. And being also the Colombian consulate, where they asked me, what do you have from Colombia? And so I thought about it and I said, I'm going to work with the images that I have from Chocó, which were shot with a digital cinema camera, which is a very high, ultra high definition, they call it, camera, which allowed me to print large format photography.
Okay, so each photograph is a frame from the actual film.
Exactly. But because it's shot with this cool camera, the resolution is very cool, that you can see it big and it's not pixelated, and it's nice.
So here's where the magic happens. You log into the app, which is called
Aurasma.
You log in and you like Felipe Aguilar, and then you take your camera and you look at the photograph and it's moving.
What is cool about the augmented reality, the content doesn't feel your whole screen. The cool thing is that it comes alive only where the photograph is placed. What starts moving, what comes alive, it's only the image.
It's like another life within that life. You have color in some of the photographs.
Yeah. They were mainly black and white. And I started to think of a way of making this journey into this place, which is the Pacific Coast in Colombia.
So you have color and you have sound.
The idea was to have a bit of a narrative introducing people to this region, because it's a remote area. It's very well known and people know about it, but it's untouched, which is one of the main topics of the show. And it's to show you that untouched region and how people live in it.
And you can see the energy from these pictures that come alive. The viewer becomes not just the viewer, but they become the participant as well. Because it's a multi-sensory experience that you're having.
I mean, you can get a lot of information from a photograph, but it's still very limited. So the idea was to have something extra, like more information about the place. In terms of the narrative of how are you going to tell this story, I wanted to kind of narrow down the elements that I had to tell it, and also to surprise people in the content from each of one, so that they are interested in keep on going and watching the next one.
When you're looking at the wall, it's a simple photograph. It's just a piece of cardboard with the photograph on top. It hasn't been treated. The magic happens with the way you shot it, and the app that makes it come alive.
So you have the printed image, and then through the augmented reality app, which is the one that I used in this case, it's called Aurasma, brings the photograph alive. The reason that there's only one that has sound is because it's the sound that for me made me feel very, very, very happy and alive and in tune with nature when I was there, which is this whale songs. You can see the whales, you can see them splashing, and it's like one of the most beautiful shows and magical things that you can see.
For more information on how to get the Aurasma app and view the photographs online, go to www.wlrn.org. I'm Pilar Uribe in Miami.